Between 2014 and 2015, the number of police officers killed in the line of duty nationwide rose a staggering 56%. What about the loved ones they left behind? Tonight, Tampa Theater will host the premiere of the documentary Fallen. It takes a look at the people who have experienced the aftermath of these tragic killings. One of those, Tampa Police Corporal Michael Roberts, was killed in the line of duty back in 2009. WUSF's Steve Newborn spoke to his widow, Cindy Roberts, who says the pain of that day has not gone away.
The trailer that I saw was almost 5 minutes long, and I had to pause it several times. I was not able to watch it all the way through the first time. And even though it's been almost 9 years for me, it made everything real. It brought everything back.
Well, let's talk about that incident. Your husband, Corporal Michael Roberts, was chasing a man through Sulphur Springs, kind of an underdeveloped area in North Tampa. And this person had a shopping cart, just rolling a shopping cart. It looked like who knows what was in it. He thought it might be stolen goods. And when he approached this person, they got into a fight and ended up getting shot. This kind of goes to show you that you can never really know what to expect out there. As the wife of a police officer, how difficult is it to kiss your husband goodbye every morning knowing that might be the last time you ever see him?
It's very difficult. It's something that you think about, but you don't dwell on. If you were to dwell on it too much, it would eat you too much, and then you would be asking your spouse to find another line of work. And I do believe that law enforcement, like teaching and like being a minister, is a calling. It takes someone very special to be willing to put their lives on the line for someone they've never met and possibly die as a result.
And it takes somebody to be a very special part of their family, too, to be married to that kind of person, right?
It does. You need to have your eyes open going into it and knowing that they have odd hours. They will not be there on holidays, birthdays, anniversaries. They'll more than likely be at work. And you just have to learn to adjust to that and appreciate and enjoy the time that you have together while they are home.
Well, your husband was known as a man with a great sense of humor. He played hockey, was a practical joker, pretty good family man. How much does this mean to you?
I miss him every single day. Several times a day, I think about him. I always think about him first thing in the morning when I wake up and he's not there. And I think about him throughout the course of the day. The things that he's missing with our son growing up. Our son was 3 when he was killed, and he's missed so much. And it's very interesting to see how much our son is like him and has his sense of humor, sense of compassion, and looks like him and has the same mannerisms. But you don't get over it. You just learn to accept it and deal with it.
So looking at your son every day, it kind of reminds you of your husband, right? Is that a good thing? Is that a pleasant thought?
It is. We just had an incident recently. My son made a face and started making a funny voice, and I saw my husband's face, and I started laughing really hard, and then I started crying. And my son became quite concerned. He didn't understand why the laughter turned to tears. And I looked at him, and I said, "You are your father's son." I said, "Your mannerisms are just like him." And I think that that comforted him to know that he's like his dad, since he doesn't have very many memories of him. But sometimes it's very comforting for me he's still alive. He's still here in that context and in that respect.
How important do you think this film is for people to see?
I know from the experience of my husband being killed and my friends approaching me saying, "I don't know how you feel. I don't know what you're going through." I think this film gives the public an excellent opportunity to see the inside of what happens when an officer is killed in the line of duty from the perspective of the family members, from the perspective of the coworkers and the department. It's a very blunt, very real film with real interviews. And it's very, very touching. It's very accurate.
And there's going to be a question and answer session afterwards. Are you going to be part of that?
We are very, very lucky. I was thrilled when I found out that the director, Thomas Marchese, was coming to Tampa to host the Q&A for us after the film. He himself is a law enforcement officer. He was injured in 2015 in a domestic disturbance, and he retired recently for medical reasons. And it's going to be phenomenal to have him creating this film and then to have him there to answer the questions. I think it will also create a fantastic buffer for the crowd that's there to see the film as far as the takeaway that they will have in a moment to relax and go from this very dramatic film back to normal life. It'll be a great transition to have the director there to let us know a little bit about what prompted him to make the film.
And a portion of the proceeds from the film are going to go to widows and family members of slain officers, right?
I was really impressed that the Tampa Theater will be donating a portion of the ticket proceeds to the West Central Florida Concerns of Police Survivors. We provide assistance to the families and the coworkers of the fallen officers, in addition to training for the departments on how to prepare for line of duty. So we have scholarships for the kids, and we have annual retreats every year for every type of survivor, whether it's a spouse, a sibling, a parent, a coworker, a child. They're special retreats so that we can get around other people that have had that similar loss and get that support from them.
Right. As we know, the pain never really goes away, does it?
It does not. It's every day. You just learn how to deal with it and try to keep it from not being so ever-present in your mind. Push it into the back so that you can focus on the forefront and what's going forward in your life. Because all of these officers tried to live their lives the best that they thought they could, and they would want us to continue to move forward as well.
Cindy Roberts is the widow of slain Tampa Police Corporal Michael Roberts, who was killed in the line of duty in 2009. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you for the invitation today.
The documentary Fallen will premiere this evening at 7 at Tampa Theater. A portion of the proceeds will benefit the families of the victims.